46 30 2023, episode one. Hello, I mean, Steve.
That was just like a ream of numbers.
It was a ream of numbers. And if people have listened to this on Spotify without realizing that we've done 100 of these beforehand, they may not know what it is.
No.
But it's just a podcast.
But does Spotify list them out as episode one, episode two, episode three, etc.?
To be fair to Spotify, this is quite easy to find on Spotify.
Oh,
I'm
really
not a fan of Spotify.
But I love Spotify.
Well, you can marry it then.
I've never been on it.
No, I'm on Tidal, which pay the musicians. Let's stop talking about this.
Start
How
again.
Are you? How start, was Christmas? How was your Christmas? What did you do?
Actually, I did something. I know people had breaks and holidays and everything Christmas, but I did work. And I worked on our website, and I made...
The Futtle website?
Yeah, actually, so I put... You know, we've got hundreds of things for sale in here.
Yeah, yeah.
I put hundreds of things for sale on our website.
Brilliant.
So, that, that worked, I think.
Good, well done. And is one of the things on the sale...
nobody has bought anything as a result.
Yeah. But have you told anyone about the on-sale stuff on your website?
No.
And you took off... You got rid of your Twitter account, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a certain... Some amount of foot shooting going on.
But do people still use Twitter?
Aye, but I'll tell you a funny thing. I posted a tiny wee film about me opening a box and showing the new album cover on Twitter, and it had something like 86 views.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, God, people must just think this is terrible. But then when I put it on Instagram, I got a really good response. So I think it's this new guy, the new guy who's taken over, has made it that unless you pay, when you put up wee films like that, people just don't see it.
Oh, can they do that? They can actually close, like, stop people.
I don't know how the internet works, but I guess they've put some sort of thing up that if you put a film in and you haven't been one of the guys who pays £8 a month, then nobody sees your film. I guess so. I mean, I don't know, but
I thought it was Domino though on Twitter.
Domino Records.
Yeah,
it might be Domino Records. No, I think it's that guy. I was gonna say. And have you got on the website the fact that James Yorkston, Nina Parson and the Second Hand Orchestra are playing at Futtle, just outside St. Monan's, on January the 31st? Have you got that on?
Yes, I think so.
Good.
The tickets are there. Yeah, that's a very good point. It's going to be quite exciting. But this is the start of your tour.
The start of the tour, and which goes all around Scotland and England, and doesn't go anywhere near Wales, I'm sorry, or Northern Ireland or Ireland or anywhere
else.
Why
not?
It's just with places where my agent could find shows, basically.
Yeah.
But we are, without saying too much, we are going to Ireland, Spain, hopefully Germany, and some Scandinavian stuff we've got coming up as well.
Ah, great.
So the Spanish ones are looking fun. I'm hoping they'll go ahead. I mean, they're the middle of summer.
But that is amazing then.
Aye. So I'll be over there in my...
shorts.
Bikini.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll be fun. But, did you have a good Christmas? I'll tell you one thing that Spotify have done since they've taken on this 4630.
Mm-hmm.
They've put in a thing saying, question. So you can ask question and then the audience answers.
Oh, okay.
And the question I asked was, would you like more talking or more music? And the answers came back almost 3-1 exactly. They'd want more talking and less music.
Oh, jeez, really?
I know.
Oh, that's not what I want, though. it's not why I'm doing it.
No.
I do it because I want to hear what songs you're going to play me, and because I've got songs to play you.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And as we both said to someone the other day, someone who's kind enough to ask, why don't we promote this more? It's because we've got enough going on in our lives.
Yeah.
And this has to be something we can just do without promoting.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell me about your Christmas before I have to ask you 5 times.
No, you did. I just told you I did the internet.
Oh, you did the internet. Okay.
Yeah, that was it. Did you have a nice time?
I had family. I was down south seeing Mrs. Yorkston's dad. Then the family came up to see my mor and paw.
And I noticed you haven't cut your hair yet.
I haven't cut my hair yet. However, I'm going to Paris for a photo shoot in... 7 days, so I'm going to cut my hair before then. Or then maybe I won't, you know, maybe all the Parisian models will be shaven-headed and they'll see me and go, wow, who's this man?
Exactly. I think that's the thing, you might get away with it in France. You might just say, this is how I am. Take me for who I am.
The only bit about it is when I take my hat off at the airport.
But you know, it's really curly. That's the thing I think is interesting. It's gone really curly.
I do have curly hair. Like a child.
Was it at some point where you childlike? Childlike curly hair.
Yeah. No, it's good. My wee girl's hair, it's longer than mine and curls. It still curls naturally.
Mm. I've not seen any documentary footage of you with curly hair. I've seen dreadlocks.
If you look up the footage of me singing, At First She Starts at the Cecil Sharp House on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I have long curly hair. Yeah. No, I look like a total Wally, you know. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you look like.
Who was the Cecil Sharp House gig with?
That was a tribute to Lal Watson. And it was I was the musical director. So there was me and Watson, Carthy, Ali Roberts, Lisa Knapp, people like that. I can't remember who else was there. Eliza Carthy was there, obviously. Martin Carthy, Norma Watson, Mike Watson. Mary Watson, obviously, but I can't remember.
Was it televised or filmed?
It was filmed. I don't think it's ever been repeated. I don't even know if it went on the telly, but there is footage of me singing At First She Starts on the internet, and maybe other people singing other things as well. I don't know. It was a long time ago. There's a wee bit of footage there of Doogie singing with Lisa Knapp and Mike Watson singing Just One of Those Things, which was one of his songs that didn't make it onto Bright Phoebus, one of the demos. And that's quite nice seeing Doogie playing away, you know?
Do you know, you just reminded me of something. So when you're talking about things that get filmed and maybe it doesn't go out. I watched a documentary about Laurie Lee.
Why?
Recently. Do you know him?
No, I don't know.
Writer, I don't know, possibly. But I've got an album of poetry, him playing with Michael Garrick and various other jazz folk in London in the 60s. And Lucy gave me a book at Christmas, and the book is titled As I Walked Out One Midsummer's Morn.
Yeah.
And it came out in 1969.
Hmm.
And it's so close to, I think it's the opening line, Scarecrow, isn't it?
Yeah. But that song, that line is repeated. It's in dozens and dozens of traditional songs.
Ah, really?
As I walked out one summer's morn, as I roved out one May morning. It's just setting up the thing.
Yeah,
it's okay. As I roved out. You know, there's that Planxty album where there's two versions of two songs with As I Roved Out as the first.
So he'll have known that phrase.
It's a way of setting up a story.
Yeah.
As I roved out, as I walked out, you know.
The book's really good.
Good. I just bought a book on folk song today, but I wouldn't be able to remember the title, I'm afraid to say.
That you bought today?
Yeah, wait, I'll tell you what, you talk. Yeah, you talk and I'll see if I can remember the title.
Where did you go? Toppings.
Toppings, eh? Tell us about the toppings, the new toppings.
Well, do you know, I'm not pro one or the other. I like both toppings and Waterstones, so I actually go and support both of them in St. Andrews. I want both to survive.
Yeah, no, it's the same with me. Now, you have to say more than that because I'm
looking on the computer.
Looking on the computer to see the name of this thing I bought today.
Can I tell everybody what we're going to do today?
You tell everyone what we're going to do today once I have found the book I'm looking for.
Today's podcast is, for the first time in a few years, a James Yorkston special.
Dun, dun, dun.
James Yorkston, our esteemed presenter, has a new album coming out called The Great White Sea Eagle. It's by James Nina Parson.
Parson is how they pronounce it over in the...
And the Second Hand Orchestra.
It's been quite interesting hearing other folk pronounce it on the radio here. Person seems to be where they go.
Yeah, I assumed it was Person, yeah.
Yeah, no, I asked them and they said Parson. Oh, I asked Nina, I can't remember, I asked somebody.
With the double S is a sh.
Posh. Parson. Like that guy.
Parsnip.
Parsnip. No, who's that guy? The Scottish
like
actor.
When you did that Sean Connery impersonation of him saying asking parsnip. For extra parsnips on his except Christmas tea.
Except it's parson. Parson.
So we're going to play three songs from the new album.
Three songs from the new album, including one which has only just been made available today.
And then like a really bad version of The Wire's Invisible Jukebox, I'm going to play three songs from other James Yorson albums.
Yes. He is going to do this, and audience. I wasn't aware he was going to do this. However, I'm so vain that I'm going to let him go ahead and do it. So that's the plan. Shall we start with the first one? Because we're 10 minutes of chat in.
Yeah, well, let me Spotify us for
so
it.
So this is from the new album, and it's called An Upturned Crab. This year, out of all the years, I wish to share. I cannot see the age in you if I. Tell me each footstep of your adventures, the small events that change.
Discussing all the truths, playing out in front of you. I lived a life on the road, and I thought I was doing grand, but the gold remained at home, and I missed watching you grow. How I missed watching you grow.
That was An Upturned Crab. Hang on, let me just turn it on.
That's the second song on side A.
Second song on side A, yeah. That's the poppy one. Oh, one of the poppy ones. It's quite a poppy record, though. TBH.
Do you know what? I listened to it and I thought it sounded really nice.
Oh, that's good.
That was really good. Like, a really good album.
Good.
Is there somebody that does typo proof, like copyright? What's it? You know, when people are spotting spell
copy
mistakes.
Yeah,
there somebody that does that in Domino?
Well, it's not somebody at Domino. There's myself and there's another guy who doesn't work for Domino.
Okay.
Well, he does, but he's self-employed.
And he was self-employed, was he?
Why, have you spotted a spotting mistake?
Yeah, there's just this one here. Just a simple I missing from publishing.
So I can say... That wasn't me, because it's not my job to add things in like that, to add details about who publishes it. That's really funny. Yeah. So it says published by Domino Publishing Co.
Publishing. Maybe it's a new company though.
Maybe it's a new limit. Yeah.
Maybe it's like to do, you know, with I.
It's really interesting because I always thought that was just copy and pasted. So it'd be impossible to get wrong, you know what I mean? I always just thought all that legal stuff, but it's obviously it's typed in. But yeah, published by Domino.
It could be copy and pasted from other things. I know there's a company that I used to work for, and I see a spelling mistake on a label that I missed in 2015, and it's still on the label.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens. Nobody has corrected it still.
That happens with books, though. I mean, the book goes to the publishers. No, it goes to your agent, who will do basic spell checks and stuff before it goes to publishers. And then if a publisher takes it, they'll do basic spell checks. Then it goes to the editor, and you go through the whole editing process. And all the way through that, you do basic spell check, all that sort of stuff. Then you go to the copy editor, and it's their freaking job to do it.
Yeah.
And they go through it, and they get rid of everything they possibly can. Then it gets printed in one thing. Which is like the checking copy that goes to journalists and stuff as well for reviews. And then you make other remarks. And then it finally comes out and there's still mistakes in it. So, you know, it's no real surprise. I think that's quite amusing. The guy will be livid. I won't say his name. I won't say his name, but he'll be livid.
Hey, right, okay, I'm going to play a song from your second LP. Called Just Beyond the River. This song's called Hotel, and it's the fifth song on the first side.
Long day beaten, staring over the city. I'm reveling in your words as your voice it warms right through me. You tell me that I'm wanted, and you wake my tired ears. Well, lady, let me tell you, you're wanted over here. And you catch me when you. This is forever, my love. Do you think we've found a way somehow? Somehow I think we have. Caught me dreaming, my eyes were on the horizon. A head full of sorrow, but your laughing light's on my thing. I turn. Ask you if you are halfway up some stream. Slipping back to sleep is exactly what I need. And I find you hard to find. windows open and the winter's rushing in. I'm reveling in your words as you're racing through your evening. You've got a sense of humor I could only describe as crude. And I hope that they don't take the phone call to this Dublin hotel room. Do I catch you as you? Do you think this is forever, my love? Do you think we've found a way somehow? Somehow I think we
almost finished.
No,
it's still
yeah, it's, you can stop it, I think. Okay. That I think is the first time I've listened to that in easily a decade.
Mm. Well, you recorded that 19 years ago now.
19 years ago.
Yeah.
Things. It's funny listening back to that, and I was thinking about this the other day as well. I was talking to Nina about it. We're talking about our favourite musicians, and she was saying that she quite often prefers people who just kind of boxing glove away at things rather than people who are amazing musicians. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what the athletes were, with the exception of Ruben, who could play really well and could play everything. Uh-huh. Everyone else was just so chilled, so relaxed with everything they did, you know, playing little.
But is that similar to the new band that you're playing with? They're all incredibly talented,
yeah,
but are also relaxed.
No, so it's not similar at all because they're all amazing.
Yeah,
but they're all very relaxed. Yeah, and they're not really screaming for the headlines.
But they're relaxed because they're so talented they can be relaxed.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a lovely group of people. It's funny, you know. It's funny. You just put one person in and it could totally change it. It could ruin it, or I guess it's like here's some cheesy stuff come up. I guess it's like blending a fine whiskey.
That's just people following a recipe.
Oh, well, we certainly didn't follow a recipe. It was more like if you fell over in the kitchen.
No, there's no skill to blending whiskey. That's all a lie.
But yeah, hearing that again, recorded to tape, no edits, no autotune, no anything.
Yeah.
That was the one with the ghosts. That was the session the first time we recorded at Brundar, and when the ghost made itself known. But the ghosts came along properly for the next album.
That's with David Wrench.
David Wrench.
Engineer and Kieran Hebden.
Yeah, Kieran was producing it, yeah. But, I mean, he had exactly the right way of producing it, which was just let us get on with it.
Yeah.
He didn't really, I can't say he changed the sound. He just encouraged us, if anything.
Did he bring you any records to listen to?
Did Kieran bring any records to listen to? I can't remember that, but I do remember going down to London to meet him beforehand with a big bag of records saying, this is what I want it to sound like.
Ah, really?
And it was stuff like Link Ray, the 3-track Shack album, you know, the one which is just very basic.
I don't know that album. The one you've played it before,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it's called Fire and Brimstone and Jukebox Mama and Laddie Down and stuff. And things like Lightning Hopkins and just one take sort of songs.
Mm.
You know, and he was totally into it, and that's where it went. I don't know. I mean, it's okay. That sounded okay. I was quite happy with that, to be honest with you. Good. I thought I could have been a cringe.
Yeah. Should we play another one from the new album?
Yeah,
then?
We better, I suppose. We're 26 minutes in. So this is the one which was announced today. This is...
Where was it now? Is this a Twitter again?
Oh, yeah, God, this is Twitter again. Yeah. Oh, I found the name of that folk book that I bought today. I got it from Toppings, but I have to say I would have got it just as happily from
Waterstones,
because I don't want to say I prefer one or the other. Certainly, my kids prefer Waterstones, and I guess they're both good for different things and the same things, which is lots and lots of books. So I prefer them both, but I happen to be in Toppings today, and it's called The Captain's Apprentice, Ralph Vaughan Williams, The Story of a Folk Song, and it's by Caroline Davison, and I'm afraid I haven't read it at all, so I don't know anything about it.
Do you know something about that guy, Ralph Vaughan Williams?
Yeah, he was not...
He's not called Ralph.
Is he called Rafe?
Yeah, he is a Rafe, yeah.
Wow. Rafe Vaughan Williams.
Yeah, he's the only one that I know of that is a Rafe. I know there'll be lots of them, but I know that he is definitely a Rafe, because I heard it on... I think it was University Challenge.
Well, thank you very much, man. Thank you for making me not feel like too much of an idiot. So this says the book, A Beautifully Written Exploration of the World of Edwardian Folk Music and Its Influence on the Composer, Rafe Vaughan Williams.
It was over. You know, do you watch the... That was the other thing I did over Christmas. What I watched all the... I always watch the University Challenge Christmas specials.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I loved them. Yeah. But most of the people were a bit thick.
Aye. I got a few right that the other folk didn't. They?
Yeah, yeah. So I judge it by I expect to get humped.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I'm not getting humped, then I think they're all thickies.
No, I got the answer about Rhodes, and I got the answer about Jean-Michel Basquiat, and I think that was my two successes. But really, what we watched, but I'll save this for the next podcast, is Zatoichi. My son and I have totally fallen down the Zatoichi loophole. So, right, are we playing a new one?
Yeah, it's you.
Right. So this is a song called The Harmony, and it may not be set up right. We'll wait and see.
I can sing it if you want. It begins, because I've got the lyrics. You and I. Oh. Well, this is a good one. Oh, that was Hold Out for Love.
Yeah, I just hadn't set it up properly.
No.
So this is the one called The Harmony. I'll turn the mics off. Bye.
You and I, we own the truth. Our whole life reality. We settle. Everything here on the outskirts, life suits me. I know, my love, I hope you know. I've kept that love, I've kept it close, but harmony. Too fast, and if I were a gambling man, I would not trust it by half. For the world became too fast, and I do my best to understand. And the paths they became so light, words of love. Promises, distance became every day, and best intentions they drift away. And oh, my love, I hope you know, I kept that love, I kept it close. Escaped me, and the words came at you fast. If I were a gambling man, I would not. for the words came out too fast, and I do my best to understand.
I like the photo in the sleeve notes.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm pretty happy with the whole all the artwork.
Have you picked one where you look quite cool and then the rest of the people aren't really watching what's going on? I see.
I don't look cool. I think I look a total idiot. I'm like standing like the campest man in the world, which I don't mind, except I'm probably not quite the campest man in the world. I think Nina looks fine. Daniel's looking completely the other way. You can hardly see KJ. The best thing about
is KJ in there. I didn't see him. Where is he?
He's standing at the back. The best thing about the picture is
with the hat on.
Is the police car in the background, which made me laugh, and it might make half a dozen other folk laugh.
Police.
It's the police. Check it out. It's the police.
Okay, so that was the harmony, and did it, what came out to, like the song? You said the song was released today, but
Domino.
What is the thing now? Like, not a single. It's like a digital pre.
It's like a teaser for the album, really. Right. It's just sending folk to the website to try and recoup some of the money from the album.
Which, do you know what I like?
Is very unlikely.
I like when singles come out from albums with B sides.
Oh,
have you thought about doing that again?
If you buy the album from the Domino website, it comes with a flexi disc which has one track that would have been a B-side.
Ah, really?
And it's my son's favourite song from the album.
Ah, okay, I'll get that. Yeah.
Called Should I Wake in the Cracks?
Oh,
hey, guys, it's another happy song from James Yoxton. Should I Wake in the Cracks? That sounds like it's going to be a good one. Yeah. What are you doing now?
I'm going to get another. So the next song that I'm going to play is on the Year of the Leopard album.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's one of the ones that isn't on CD. Okay. But I don't even know. I don't know if it might be online. It's called Buzzard.
Behind the dune grass, we are traitors here. You heard. Disguises your wants. The silence from your lips bites your lip. Keep your head down. Let's leave this moment here alone. Dare we turn to see what we have left? You cannot raise a light to my eyes, should you crack up? A buzzard hop is alone. Acre where we play.
quite a crackly album.
That sounds to me like a Watson's influenced.
That's exactly what I was just thinking, how much that sounds like something from Bright Fevers. Which I obviously is a compliment to, well, it's not a compliment to me. I guess it's a compliment to them. But yeah, no, I don't remember it sounding quite so Anglo-folk.
When I read James playing vocals, guitar, bouzouki and concertina.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was younger, there used to be a one-man band guy in Stirling that used to go to Stirling Albion matches.
Okay.
And there was another guy in Falkirk and there was another guy in Argyle Street. And I was a big fan of the one-man band. And that's what I think of when I see you playing multiple instruments.
Yeah.
I think of you with a bit of string, banjo going, percussion, kind of Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing that?
No, it was all... it was all overdubs. It says it was recorded at Inch House, which I think it was. This is quite a crazy album, this one. But, yeah. Yeah, anyway. And again, I don't think I've heard that since I recorded it. What's that, 2005, something like that. Sounded okay to me. I think, are we at the end of the podcast?
I think we've got one more to play.
Well, we'll just play this Hold Out for Love song, which is the only one we're allowed to play at the moment. Oh, so what do I have to say? Come to see us. We're doing a thing in Paris next week.
What are you doing in Paris next week?
It's like a concert in a record shop next week.
Ah, really?
That's myself and Nina and Daniel. I think Daniel's going to join us. And then we're doing something in Berlin, which I don't even know has been announced yet, on the 24th of January. And that's, I think that's us playing like a radio session live, like a long radio session in front of an audience that I don't entirely know what it is. And then we go out on tour first 2 weeks in January, Scotland and England.
And no, not first 2 weeks in January.
First 2 weeks in February, Scotland and England.
Yeah, 31st of January here.
Yeah, 31st of January.
Come if anybody wants to see the beginning of the tour.
Yeah, absolutely. You should come. You should definitely come here and you can buy some records from Stephen as well. And, right, shall I play Hold Out for Love?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, right. Are we saying bye? Or are you going to play another one?
I think let's
just keep it at 45
minutes. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, thank you.
Oh, look, I've got it in the right place. Have I?
Hold on for love, love, love. Hold on for love. You'll have no regrets, no regrets if you hold on for love. Don't sell yourself short, short, short for the sake of a moment. Oh, hold on for love. If I can. This is the time, time, time.